Mayor Kathleen Byers joining SVI Media today. We are in the Star Valley Ranch Town Hall. Mayor, thank you for joining SVI.
Thank you.
Well, tell us what we have going. You've had some road work this summer, a lot going on always at the ranch, construction with new homes. Let's start with roads.
Okay, roads. So we did, we had one big project, which was Brambleberry, and we did a pavement project on that road, which was, it's a very busy part of town, lots of families and lots of commuters. So they're very excited to have a nice road to drive on. We also did just some maintenance projects on several roads. And then we put a second entrance to our mail center, which has been much appreciated.
I would imagine so.
Yes.
Tell me how that mail center works at the ranch.
So we have our own mail center, but all of our mail is sent to Thane. And then it's sorted. And then we have one person who actually, that's her her job, is to come up here and do our mail for us. We've got, I think we've got about 900 boxes.
You're at your level for your own zip code.
I know. We've been trying, let me tell you. Okay. So, and then we have a number of package boxes. So it works great.
Okay. Elsewhere around the town, parks, everything going well, parks, trails, everything else?
Yep. Trails are going well. We've got, actually, we have on July 24th at 7 a.m., we have a guided tour with the Forest Service on Green Canyon.
Oh.
So you can meet at the trailhead, and they will go through and talk about wildlife and flora and fauna and just kind of talk about what we have here. So that was pretty exciting.
And I just note that that's probably one of the prettiest trails in the Salt River Mountain Range.
It is. Yeah, Green Canyon. Okay, they did Cedar Creek last week, and then they're going to do Green Canyon this time.
Okay.
So that's a big deal. And then we have our water project. They're now just starting on Vista Drive, so it will be torn up for a little while.
But be patient, right?
Yeah, it's the busiest road, so yeah, be patient.
What
definitely.
Are we going to get with the water project at the end when it's done?
When we are finished, we will have everything in the ground will be new. And we'll have close to 400 fire hydrants. So it hasn't been that long ago where we had nothing. So we were losing about 80 to 90% of our water into the ground. So now it's exciting. It's pretty, it's done.
Yeah, and you have worked long and hard on all this.
Yeah, we have.
Congratulations to you and the town council and everybody else. You've put a lot of effort into that, and you've made a lot of trips across the state to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Mayor, what else we want to touch on while we have? You got a regular meeting where you invite people in from the community, Coffee with the Mayor. Tell us about that.
So Coffee with the Mayor I've actually been doing since I was first elected in 2015, and it is the second Tuesday of the month at 9 a.m., so it's the same day as council. And we meet for an hour, and residents just kind of talk to me. They want to know what's going on and any kind of concerns that they have, and we kind of work through those at Coffee with the Mayor. So that's been extremely popular. It's obviously more popular in the summer than in the winter, but I usually have a full group of residents that come and talk to me during that day.
Very good. Anything that you want to touch on as we close out here?
There's a couple of things going on. We've got, we have our travel and tourism board. And last year we did kind of a farmer's market, which is always a challenge in Star Valley to have a lot of produce for people. And so this year they renamed it, and it is called the Ranch Rendezvous Market. And that starts August 3rd, I think, is the first weekend, and we'll be doing that until probably mid-September, hoping to get a lot more produce. So they're working really hard on that project. And the tourism board also has decided, and the town council approved a resolution to have a 2% sales tax for, not sales tax, I forgot the name of it. Shoot. Anyway, on the ballot, lodging tax.
Lodging tax.
And that will be paid for by our short-term rentals, not our residents. So that'll be on the ballot in November. And that's about it. Fox Run Park, we just had a big cleanup project of Fox Run Park, the Natural Resource Board did. So they've been working a lot on that one. And really, that just lots of people in town.
Star Valley Ranch, very organized place, it sounds like, Mayor.
Thank you.
Mayor Kathleen Byers, Star Valley Ranch, Dan Dockstad for SVI Media.